So real quick, I would like to make a small announcement. I would like to tell you guys that the part two for the Star Power is going to come out tomorrow. Like, maybe you're wondering, when is it going to come out? He made a part one. He didn't make a part two. It's going to come out tomorrow, so don't worry. So, welcome to the 12th episode of the Broadcast Podcast. I'm your host, Ian, and let's get into today's video, so before I get into the real episode, I would like to tell you about Anchor. So yeah, we're going over, is Amber still good after the nerf? Well, I'll tell you right now. So Amber, she was like really, really good. The best brawler in the game by far. But since her nerf, she hasn't been as good. Well, obviously, because it's a nerf. But, so, yeah, I would just like to point that out. So we're going to be going over, is she, like, good or bad? So, yeah, that's going to be, like, important. Let me go over what the nerfs were, and yeah. So, basically, all they did is they really just gave her a damage nerf on her and her super, maybe a reload speed or something too, but yeah, that's basically the big thing. I think they gave her a health nerf too, but yeah, that's basically the big things. So now let me tell you like where she's gonna be good at, just like stuff. So yeah, she is still a pretty solid brawler. She's not bad, but the thing is her mechanics are too good for her to ever be bad, because she still has 40 shots, which is crazy. So, yeah, it's not like Frank has 40 shots. If Frank had 40 shots, Frank would have 40 shots, and he would dominate. So, yeah, she's still just really good. She's not as good before, but, let me get better in this. She has very good control and getting control, which is her best things, because she could use her super to control a map in the area. Don't light it the whole time, because the brawlers won't go in there because they're scared that you might get them. So yeah, she's a really controlling brawler. Also, she could just drive people out of the middle in Gem Grab, Brawl Ball, whatever you want. So yeah, that's pretty crazy. And also, she could just, like, run in Showdown. She could just run at somebody and kill them, which is also pretty good. Now I'm going to tell you how big the nerf impacted her. I really don't think the impact... The nerf impacted her, in the middle, because he didn't get a nerf that is, like, the best, but, I mean, the worst or the best, because, yeah. So, yeah. You can't, because her mechanics are just OP, so unless she did, like, 100 damage, then she would be bad. But I think she's above average, and I think it impacted her, like, not too much, not too little. So I think this was a pretty good nerf. She's a little bit above average. She's still really good. For the game modes, I think that in Gem Grab, she will be really good, 8 out of 10, because she's all about controlling, and that's what Gem Grab is about, too. So, yeah, she's going to be really good in the Gem Grab meta. Today was a shorter episode, but, yeah, let me just go over a little bit more. So, another one is she's going to be a 7 out of 10 for Solo Showdown. She's going to be like a 7 out of 10. Just because she could hunt down people. But sometimes she could get pinched by a heavy tank counter. Sometimes. or even a tank if it gets really close, because she doesn't have the best burst damage, unlike Bull or a Shelly. So for duos, basically the same thing except six, because killing people doesn't matter as much. It still matters a lot, but just not as much. So yeah, Duo Showdown is going to be 6 out of 10. Brawl Ball is going to be 6 out of 10. Brawl Ball isn't about controlling as much as Gem Grab would be. So yeah, she's still really, really, she's still not really, really, but she's still pretty good in Brawl Ball. It's not like she's the best, but it's not like she's the worst either. So yeah, I would say she might be a little bit above average for Brawl Ball. So for the next mode is gonna be Bounty. So for Bounty, Amber is not good in Bounty. She's gonna have a 3 out of 10 for Bounty. So she just can't kill anybody that well because they are gonna dodge and then kill her. Because also she's good against tanks. She's a good tank counter. And then, but there's gonna be other tank counters and like snipers. So yeah, she's not gonna be good against them. So for Heist, she's gonna get a 6 out of 10. She could kind of deal damage to the Ike. She could kind of defend. She's just not too good. She's not that bad. She's a little bit above average for Heist. So, yeah, that's gonna be that. For what's it called? Siege, she's gonna have a 4 out of 10. So she's not that good in Siege. Let's give her a 5 out of 10. She's not bad in Siege. She's not good. Yes, yeah. So in Hot Zone, she's gonna get a 10 out of 10. She is so good. I mean, wait. No. I was thinking about Gale. She gets a 8 out of 10 for Hot Zone. Just because some of the maps are, like, not her thing at all. She can't do anything. But some of the maps, she just dominates, which is really good. So, yeah, that's going to be it for today's episode. Hope you guys enjoyed. It was a bit shorter, but, yeah, tomorrow's is going to be the Star Power episode. Yes! Part 2, but, yeah, so, thanks for watching. Bye!